Shalom Mishpacha, Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. I mean, can you hear the passion in God speaking through me? He wants everyone everywhere to hear the good news. Why? Because time is running out. And I'm so grateful to Neil Russell. And I've got Neil and his wife Cindy on the phone. Speaking to them at their home in Queenstown, Maryland, and I have the first edition, literally right off the press, of Neil's new book, Newton's Riddle. And you see, Sir Isaac Newton was one of the top, not one of, the top scientists in all of history, great mathematician, and a great lover of God, and he studied the Bible to get an indication of the return of the Messiah. And that's the backdrop for the for this book, but it takes us right to current events. I mean, a woman is running for president of the United States. What is going on in Israel is happening now, and there have been many books on end times. This is a historical, fictional novel. But this is the only one I've ever seen that ties in the spiritual with the natural simultaneously, how demons are operating in politics and in current events. And it's the only one I've seen that understands Israel with the degree that Neil Russell understands Israel. And this is such a supernatural book and the way it came out. Cindy, it was the supernatural side of the demonic was playing out in your life at the same time that Neil was writing this book. You were diagnosed with bile duct cancer, and this is literally a death sentence. No one has ever medically been cured of this disease. Tell me where it started. It's as I recall, you heard the voice of God say to you one day, you shall live and not die and declare the works of God. Tell me about that.
That is correct. It was the end of December of 2006, and I was in my living room, and I heard God say to me, Cindy, you're going to be very near to death, but you will not die. And it sort of threw me for a loop, I mean, because, you know, you're hearing the voice of God, and he's telling you that you're going to be near death, but you're not going to die. So then I told my husband that, which he did not believe me at first. And then he started writing his book. It started in January. And it's been one thing after another after that.
Well, when you developed your disease and you realized how fatal it was, were you able to hold on to that promise from God?
Sid, that was the only promise I could hold on to, because all of my family members and my loved ones and my friends, they were basically falling apart because, like you said, it is a death sentence. And without that, knowing what God told me, I probably would have fell apart as well.
Now, when you would tell your husband that you might be attacked or you felt things like that, did he believe you?
No. No.
But he's a believer. Why didn't he believe you?
Because he did not believe in the supernatural.
I'll tell you what, would you put Neil back on the telephone? I have to ask him about this. Neil, how in the world could you write a book involving demons and the supernatural and not even believe in the supernatural?
Sid, I think I represent a lot of Christian men. I really believe that one of the problems with Christian men is that, yes, we go to church every Sunday. Yes, we hear this. We hear all the verses of the Bible, and we believe them. We believe them until something happens. In my case, I'm writing, I believe God's showing me the supernatural, but when I had to face it, my wife was telling me that she was seeing demons at nighttime.
All right, when she would tell you that she saw demons, did you think that she was hallucinating?
Well, that's what I would tell her. What I would do is, Cindy would tell me these things, I would blow them off. I thought it was an act of imagination, even though I'm sitting writing about demons. And but Cindy would really believe it. I didn't believe her.
Okay. When she developed cancer,
yes.
What effect did it have on you?
I was devastated. Cindy and I have been married since we were teenagers. Cindy's my life.
Hey, look, was there any chance that there was a misdiagnosis? Who said that she had this death sentence?
From March 11th through March 14th, Cindy was a patient at Anne Arundel General Hospital in Annapolis, Maryland. During that time, they ran a battery of tests. And the conclusive test was the biopsy. They do all types of tests, including a PET scan. PET scans show if you have cancer in your body, and her entire liver lit up. But to come up with a diagnosis, they needed a biopsy, and the biopsy came back that she had bile duct cancer. They sent Cindy home to die, and we didn't accept that. You know, Cindy was told by the Lord that she was going to live. Now, I was listening to that. I didn't believe that at the time. So the next step was going to the best hospital in the world, and we live right here in the Baltimore region, and we went to John Hopkins. And Hopkins ran an entire battery of tests, bone scans, every kind of test you can think. And the diagnosis from Hopkins was exactly the same. She had bile duct cancer that consumed 80% of her liver.
Had anyone ever been healed of this before from a doctor?
No. And
so how much time did they give her to live?
Oh, they gave her 6 months or less. Now, at the time when Cindy was diagnosed, she was dying. She was jaundiced. She stopped eating, and she had all the symptoms that she would, you know, that they were telling us that she was going to die, and she didn't have that much time, Sid.
Okay. You obviously called lots of people to pray, but your eyes were opened when you called a counselor at the 700 Club. What happened?
In desperation, I called you. I called Messianic Vision. I called everyone that I knew of. But when I contacted the 700 Club, and this was the second time I contacted them, I talked to one of their counselors, and I told her the story. I told her about Cindy seeing demons in the house. And I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to this counselor, and she said, "I do not believe what your wife is going through is natural. I believe it's supernatural." And at that moment, it's almost like the blinders fell off my eyes. Everything that Cindy had told me, I realized it was absolutely real. And at that moment, all the verses that I knew, you know, from sitting in church all these years, I had to take the authority in Jesus' name, not ask Sid Roth, not go to the 700 Club, but take the authority given to me as her husband. And see, that's the problem. A lot of men never take on that authority, and they allow the women to do that. But Sid, the moment I took that authority in Jesus' name and I started praying all the healing verses that are in the Bible, miracle upon miracle happened. Cindy became totally asymptomatic. Her jaundice disappeared. Her appetite improved to the point that we were eating out at buffets.
And then, you know, most people think in terms, so the healing was beginning, Mishpocha, but people think in terms that God heals only one way. Well, God directed you to a doctor that had a unique method of surgery. Tell me about him.
Once I started praying, I mean, everything started changing. It was Easter weekend, and Cindy had an appointment at UPMC in Pittsburgh with the top liver doctor, transplant doctor in the world. And we had an appointment on Monday. That's the day that we were going to leave to come back to Maryland. But while we were in Pennsylvania, we arrived Thursday before Good Friday. Friday morning, the phone rang. And a gentleman's voice was on the phone and said, "Mr. Russell, I talked to your mom last night." Now, here my mom was watching television, saw a next-door neighbor on a Pittsburgh station that had a liver tumor that they called unresectable, which means it was too large. You couldn't take it off. An unresectable tumor means it wraps around your blood vessels. A scalpel cannot remove a tumor that wraps around blood vessels. So anyhow, my mother contacted the doctor. When we woke up Good Friday morning, this doctor's on the phone. He said, "Mr. Russell, I'm a surgeon, and I believe I can help you." And his name was Dr. Jerome Kennedy. So I made an appointment right after the UPMC appointment on that Monday.
Bottom line, What type of surgery did he do? Why was it different than anyone else?
Dr. Kennedy is a devout Christian who believes that he receives his genius, like Isaac Newton, from God. God gave him an idea years ago to invent a tool that removes tumors from arteries. It's called a plasma beam catheter. And using this tool that uses light beams, he dissolved the cells that wrapped around the tumor.
And tell me the prognosis for Cindy at this moment, her physical condition.
Cindy is in perfect health. When you have cancer, they give you a test called a tumor marker. Cindy's was 37,000 before her operation.
Is that bad?
Recorded. That's, Sid, most people die from cancer with a tumor marker around 300. Hers was the highest ever recorded. Dr. Kennedy had to take his glasses off to make sure those zeros are right. Her tumor marker right now is absolutely normal. And Cindy had an MRI done about a month ago. Her entire liver, which was removed, no human being has ever survived having their liver removed, has totally regenerated, cancer-free, and Cindy, again, is in 100% perfect health.
Neil.
Yes.
While all this is going on, you're working on your book, which is such a supernatural book for such a now word that, for the generation that we're living in right now. What do you want to see accomplished with this book?
So the bottom line is that Satan tried to stop me. That's why my wife became ill. I truly believe this. He gave her an illness that he thought was sickness unto death, and for anybody else it would have been, but that was not God's plan. And as you asked, what do I want to see with this book? I would like other people to witness the supernatural that I didn't believe in, that being right beneath the surface, beyond our senses, is another world that's going on. And this world has governments just like we have governments.
Listen, this reads like what's going on in the United States and Israel at this moment. I believe it's not just historical novel, but it's actual truth in here. We're making it available for a donation of $20. Order Newton's Riddle, $20. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.